just want to welcome everybody to camp. Glad you're here. It was the start of the 2013 NFL season and the Bears season. First of all, I just want to say thank you to all members of the media for your coverage and your hard work. The deep insight that you provide on our players and our team is greatly appreciated by our fans and by us. And I'm very sincere when I say thank you. It's always good interacting with you when we get the opportunities, and looking forward to a very productive 2013 in that regards. Just a couple of things before we get started. Congratulations to the Hawks. What a run. You know, I'm not a tweeter, so I haven't had a chance to say so in public. But what I did get to watch is a very determined, very skilled, persistent group of great competitors. Really, my only sorrow is that I never got to shake Ray Emery's hand before he left town. So maybe that'll happen somewhere down the road. I also want to say how fortunate both Mark and I feel to represent the Bears. It's a privilege and responsibility we don't take lightly. To be able to represent our great fans, the best fans in the NFL, and the best city in the NFL, and the best sports league in the world. It is indeed a privilege, and we're looking forward to this fall to represent them well. More specifically on the football side, I want to talk about several areas. Number one is to restate our organizational goals, which is to win championships. All of our efforts, our skills, our talents, our time will be spent with that goal in mind. That comes from our ownership, comes from our president, comes from our staff, our coaches, all of our support personnel. We're united in one common goal, to provide a winning culture and a winning team on a consistent basis that competes for and wins championships. We know that road is hard. It's a dusty road. It's a long highway. It's a long journey. It has steps each and every day and along the way. But we are relentless in our efforts to achieve that goal, and we will continue on a daily basis. A couple things that I wanted to talk about as we get into training camp, which is where we're at in this part of the journey. Three very specific areas. One is our player contracts. The good positive news is that we again have come into camp with everybody under contract. And that's very important. That allows our players to be focused, determined, disciplined in their approach to bring our fans, who deserve it, a championship team. Now, obviously, I've said that with the understanding that we have a number of players that are under one-year contracts, or their contracts will expire at the end of this season. That will be part of the planning process for 2014. We are always open to dialogue with our players and with their agents, but I will tell you that where we're at with our current salary cap and the room that we have in our cap, in our efforts to put together a championship team in 2013, I do not anticipate that we will do any extensions of contracts during this season, that all those will occur, and the Bears that it will occur with will happen in 2014 and not during the 2013 season. The second area that I want to talk about is the leadership of our players. I've been very encouraged at the leadership that I've seen, not only among our veterans, our veteran returning players, but the players that we've brought in and our rookies. I will say one thing without reservation. Do not underestimate the leadership on this team. When I see players like Julius Peppers during OTAs turn and run Matt Forte down after a 40-yard sprint, that to me speaks of leadership. It's a quiet leadership, but it sets an example and it sets a tone for the rest of the team. When I see Jay Cutler take Martellus Bennett and Findy and Matt Forte off to the side or in between days of work and do a lot of good quality work on their own, and him doing that on his own, that's leadership to me. When Lance Briggs steps up on his own and asks to make the defensive calls, that's a big sign to me terms of quality leadership. It's an example throughout the team. You know, Kyle Long hasn't been with us very long, but I will tell you that he has risen to the forefront among the leadership in terms of the rookie class in a very humble and a very direct way. So I'm very encouraged by what I see in that regards. And as I said, I'll say it again, do not underestimate the leadership on this team to work towards and to attain our goals. The last part is our staff and our head football coach. You know, we have a unique and very qualified blend of NFL experience, veteran NFL coaches. We've got coaches with a high number of experiences on our staff, and it's blended with a young group that have high-level skills. And what I'm encouraged about is the energy that I feel in our building, and it started from day one, and it has been persistent and consistent throughout our time through OTAs and through the end of our vet mini camp. Guys are working together, and that is a testament of our staff and their skills to blend and weave people together towards a common goal. And, you know, the thing that I've noticed that Mark's time in the CFL as a head coach has served him very well. He's very skilled at bringing people together through individual one-on-one meetings and work and through group settings and helping people and leading people towards their individual goals to attain team success.